President, thank you for accommodating the change. The county recognizes its employees for exceptional service. Employees can be acknowledged for their outstanding service by coworkers, county residents, and customers. There were 32 employees who received acknowledgement for the third quarter of 2016. A committee of supervisors and employees reviewed the submissions and would like to recognize four employees. Three employees receive honorable mention. The first employee is Loretta Benson in collections. Had a challenging situation with a customer. Loretta stayed patient and took the initiative to go to other departments to get additional information that was needed to avoid transferring the customer. She then followed up with the customer to make sure everything was taken care of in the end. The second one is a teamwork approach. Bob Roth and Kelly Passwaters in Planning and Zoning assisted an employee that was stuck in the elevator when the electric went off. They stayed with the employee to keep her calm until the elevator could be opened to a floor. The next employee is Donna Pusey of the Sheriff's Department. She was chosen by the committee as the third quarter customer service award winner. Due to an emergency and two unrelated medical leaves, Donna had to step up and do the work of three other staff in the office that would normally be covered. She had to answer phones, enter documents, and prepare receipts for courts. She never complained once. She volunteered to work through her lunch and stay late to keep the office from falling behind. The nominator said she did all the work with a continuous smile. At this time, Donna and the three honorable mention employees can come up and receive their award from President Mike Vincent.
Yes, good deal.
Congratulations.
Was I that customer? I think I was.
Could have been.
Having trouble with the computer paying my taxes. I think it was me. So you sent a check in.
That's somebody in award.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's very nice. Look at that. Look at that. All right.
Like two and two, however you want to do it. Or show that trophy off.
Very good.
We had to do the work of two people. But that's probably the sheriff and the chief deputy.
During me, Mom, you're doing all that work while she's gone.
You want to do a group picture with everybody else? If everybody else now wants to come up and get a group picture,
sure. If you want to, yeah, come on up. They'll do whatever. Whatever we got, yeah. Come on down. Chip can take more pictures, I'm sure. He's somewhere. Where's Chip?
All these employees coming down have been recognized for their services for this quarter. Congratulations, and thank you very much for your customer service.
Get in front of that thing there, kind of fold around there. We'll do a great job. Get where Chip can see you. Get where Chip can see you.
There you go.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir.
That's important.
Sam, you've been reelected. Is it right in there?
I'm going to read and see if you did get elected.
Oh.
You need to demand a recount.
There's my friend right there in that red sweater.
Let me get out of the seat.
I'm
bald head. I'm telling that picture.
Planning and zoning? Hey, I'm so happy. Happy for you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
I hope so.
Nothing there.
Make sure you're getting that picture. Make sure you're getting that picture.
I lost my feeling.
It's there.
You don't feel that.
Got the back row too?
How many gold seals you got? One?
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Congratulations.
Is that right? Okay. That's a nice guy, nice family.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm not used to getting both sides of a sheet.
Mars, if we have feedback, just slide over to one side or the other.
Is that what it was?
I think we'll be okay.
I look at the agenda and I say, short agenda.
We were so close together, we didn't get feedback, so.
Oops, not quite.
Certain refreshments out there or something?
Not quite.
Mr. Lane. Mr. Lane's again.
That's fine. We have three items of other and old business this morning. First item is referencing subdivision number 2007-9. It's an application for a subdivision project by Thompson Shell LLC for the Woodfield Preserve subdivision. They have requested a time extension. This application was recorded, our subdivision was recorded on December 1st of 2011 and was therefore subject to sunsetting on December 1st of this year, unless the time extension is granted for additional time to get this project substantially underway. A memo was provided to Mr. Lawson from myself giving a history of the ordinance number 2428, which references criteria to allow the council to grant a time extension. A memorandum was provided to council in your packet. It explains the text of the ordinance as it is proposed and also provided a recommendation from myself and a proposed motion if approved, and also a copy of the letter requesting a time extension from Ocean Atlantic Companies. In the process of the subdivision, it is my opinion that the project meets the relevant factors referenced in subdivision ordinance number 99-40F for the process of granting an extension of time period for a subdivision. Council may grant a time extension for an additional 6 months so that the project can proceed with construction and establishing that they have substantially constructed this project prior to the termination of that six-month extension, if you so grant an extension. This project, they did come back to the commission recently and did get approval of revised plans. The project has been reduced to 253 lots. And if the commission or council is receptive to agreeing to this recommendation, there should be a motion that based upon the authority granted to the council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the reference ordinance, supporting documentation and the recommendations of the Director of Planning and Zoning, that the Woodfield Preserve subdivision shall be granted a 6 month time extension until June 1st of 2017, which is 6 months from December 1st, 2016, the original termination date of the subdivision.
Pleasure, Council.
I make a motion we pass it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
I'll second it, but I have some questions.
Now, questions, Mr. Arlett.
I do know that we had a host of subdivisions, if I recall, that were due to expire back on December 30th. Correct.
We did.
And
we granted several extensions early in this year, and
right.
Again in a. Around June or July, we granted another set of extensions based on our termination dates and certain criteria of the ordinance. And the ordinance provides that someone today could still come in and apply for an extension if they weren't going to be substantially away on time period. If you read the letter from the applicant, it references several issues that they had to deal with in revising their plan and the change in the floodplain maps. The project all of a sudden was their floodplain changed to a higher degree, so they had to proceed and go back through process with agencies to get their approvals, which caused a delay.
Well, the question I have, though, had they applied for the extension back in December?
They applied for this extension now? No, they didn't need it at that time. Their time ran out this December 1st.
That's correct.
They didn't.
This December 1st.
They had to apply before it runs out, or they would not be considered.
So they were not a part of that original group from last
no,
December?
They were
okay,
not.
That was my question.
This is not a second request.
Thank you for the clarification.
Sorry, I misunderstood.
Yep, thank you.
Any more questions?
I have a question.
Mrs. Dean.
What about the brownfield part of this? Was that some of the reasons that they had this?
Their primary concern referenced in their letter was the reference to the change in the FEMA regulations.
Mm-hmm.
That was the primary reason. They had issues to submit documentation to different agencies because of the change, and they had to go through that process, and they're still in the process with a couple agencies so they can get the approvals.
Uh-huh. Well, most people would have to, right?
Typically not a brownfield.
What's that?
It typically wasn't a brownfield issue on this project.
Oh, I thought there was a...
I don't see it. I don't have a reference in their request, and I don't remember that being a criteria question.
Okay.
Basically, the floodplain was a major issue. Mm-hmm. That was a major mm-hmm. concern because of the change in the flood maps.
Okay.
Yeah. Any more questions, Council? Mm-hmm. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
No, because I believe in sunset laws. I think we have them for a reason.
Cole?
I'll vote yes.
Charlotte?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
We have motion carried. Next, Mr. Mike?
The second application or information providing is a report to council in reference to change of zone number 1802, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company. This was a memo I provided, excuse me, Mr. Lawson on November 3rd. It was a reminder type information. There were several questions raised by council that needed responses from DLDOT most specifically and NREC. And the purpose of the being on the agenda this morning is to provide you with that information, which was in your packet. And there was a several page response from DLDOT and a several page response from DNREC in response to those questions raised by council several months ago. And on this, the purpose of providing this information is to provided to council as an update on the application back months ago in your decision on deferring this application. You asked for that information and then you requested that a certain time period be set aside for the public to comment on those responses from DLDOT and DNREC. And the whole purpose of today is to give you this information so that you can schedule a time period for the public to comment on those two comments only and only in writing.
Okay. What kind of time would we give them? 15 days, 20 days?
It's varied. We've had projects that you've given 10 days, some 15 days, some 20 days. I don't remember if we've done any more than that. We may have done.
Yeah. We need a motion, I guess, to accept and place a time frame on the response from the public to those comments from either DLDOT or DNREC, and the comments must be in writing.
They must be in writing. I believe traditionally, although we have used various times, I think most of them have been in the 15-day range,
okay.
And by 4:30 p.m. on the last day.
Close the business on the 15th, and yet you need to say whether it's 15 working days or 15
calendar days.
I
think it's 15 calendar days.
15 calendar days, and the only difference would be if the 15th day ended on a Saturday or Sunday, it would go to that Monday.
Sure. Okay. Could somebody, Mr. Moore, Mr. Lang, somebody put together very quickly here a motion that we accept the comments from DLDOT and DNREC and allow the public 15 days to respond to those, to anything in writing, and that would be as of close of business, and remember 15 days from day is, I guess.
I think you said it very well.
Okay. That was a motion then.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Cole. Let's look at the calendar right quick and establish what 15 days
we've got holidays coming up and things, so.
Yes.
So why don't we give it a little more than 15 because of holidays.
Well, we would say 15 days excluding holidays, whatever. Commissioner Lawson.
I'm looking at my calendar. If my math is correct, today is November 15th. 15 calendar days would be Wednesday, November 30th. Thanksgiving falls in that week in between. I would note, however, for council's consideration, we only have three more council meetings left, the 29th and then December 6th and December 13th. So if we were to receive it by, let's make it November 30th for conversation, that would give you two scheduled council meetings to consider this.
Okay. And Mr. Cole's comment, why don't we make it, any written comments must be received by 4:30 p.m. on December 2nd. That's a Friday, correct?
That is Friday.
That allows a couple holidays there for Thanksgiving. So as of December 2nd, 4:30 p.m., any comments must be received in writing, and the comments must be concerning only those things sent to us by DENREC or DELDOT.
That is correct.
Do we have a motion? Can I make that motion?
Yes, I'll make that motion.
Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
The next issue is an old business item, being change of zone number 1759, Osprey Point D, LLC. It's an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential plan community, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 126.8795 acres, more or less, land lying west of Old Landing Road, being Road 274, 1.2 mile south of Warrington Road, being Road 275, with a 911 address of 20836 Old Landing Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and a tax map ID of District 334, Map 18, Parcel 83. This application was reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission back in January 8th of 2015. For the benefit of the council, and in your packet, you have a 18-page report on this project, which is the commission's minutes, the commission's recommendation. You have two options. You have it in your packet. The commission did, on this application, make recommendations for approval of this application. I can read the motion. There were 10 reasons for justification of this application proposed by the commission. And 15 conditions of approval. You have them in your packet, or I can read them.
We have in our packet. We've all had it since Friday, so I think we've probably read all these. I don't think you do that.
The basis of...
I do have a question.
Okay, wait.
There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward this change of zone number 1759 for Osprey Point D, LLC, to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 3-0. Mr. Ross did not participate in the vote since he was not present for the public hearing. Mr. Hudson did not participate in the vote since he was not a commissioner at the time of the public hearing. We only had three members that were present for the purpose of that public hearing.
Sure. Right. Mr. D, we have a question.
Help me understand something here. We know how many homes we're going to be building on this project. Can that be changed? But if the applicant wants to come back and change the number of homes, can they have that?
Ms. Steve,
is there any?
I'm sorry. I thought you were finished your question.
Well,
I didn't mean to cut you off. One of the things I'm going to propose is that there is under the RPC Residential Plan Community District under Chapter 115, and it's Chapter 115-125B. It does give the Planning and Zoning Commission certain rights for restrictions on RPCs, and they can, as part of the site plan, require restrictions to be placed of record. And I am going to propose that the council look at an additional condition that would state that pursuant to section 115-125B of the zoning ordinance, prior to approval of the RPC record plan or final site plan, the Planning and Zoning Commission shall confirm that the applicant has recorded a deed restriction limiting the design of the development to a maximum residential density of 217 single-family lots, and that said restriction cannot be modified or amended without the approval of Sussex County Council. So any restriction then would, any change of that would have to come back to the Sussex County Council.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this is a change, right, ever from in the past where we were, previous councils had determined that deed restrictions placed by the council were not appropriate or questionable or never really addressed, so.
I think we need to be careful that this is something that's specific in the RPC ordinance that allows this under the section I quoted. It is not something that is generally allowed if you did for example, just a change of zone, that was not subject to the RPC. There is not an ability to do that. So the advice that had been given in the past oftentimes came up in those regards as opposed to the RPC.
Well, no, I like this. I think it's excellent. And but is there a possibility that when we require deed restrictions, I mean, or there isn't the possibility that it would be some other outside party other than the county council? Could it be like DENREC, or could it be an agency or something like that? Is that, when I, as I read this,
well,
does it have to be?
Well, it would have to be Sussex County Council based upon the proposed restriction that we have here. Only Sussex County Council could change that.
But I'm saying from your reading of the chapter 115-125B, where it says, and the wording is, shall require appropriate deed restrictions
yes.
to be filed. Okay, anyway.
Yes.
The appropriate, that, would appropriate deed restrictions, could that be other agencies?
It possibly could.
That's what I'm saying. Is
yes.
it? Is it? I think this is good. I think it's something we should be recognizing that is useful even in conditional uses when we're looking at residential uses for conditional uses. I know we can put conditions already in
yes.
a conditional use, but this might even also be another protection for making sure that we get what we're told we're going to get.
Thank you.
So. Well, I guess the first thing we need to do is then have you read the short title.
That is correct.
This will be added, or does somebody
yes,
have to add this?
What we'll do.
A motion after reading short title.
Yes. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR-RPC medium density residential district, residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 126.8795 acres more or less for reasons 1 through 10 given by planning and zoning, and with the conditions 11A through O.
So I want to make a motion to add.
I would like to add this.
Amended to add 11P.
Yes.
Jones says
yes. I'd like to second. Mr. Cole. Yeah. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now then, the motion would be, Mr. Moore, go ahead.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MRRPC medium density residential district, residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 126.8795 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning zoning as 1 through 10, with conditions as amended A through P.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Yeah, motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to adopt change of zone 1759
as amended.
For the reasons and with the conditions as amended. Mm-hmm. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I vote yes for it. And planning and zoning did their work. There are many reasons. I'm going on with their reasons and with the conditions as well as a new condition that are my reasons for a yes.
Cole? Yeah, I'll vote yes. I believe while this subdivision had been delayed and this RPC has been delayed, I believe it got, in my opinion, better in the sense that we reduced the density, and the density is now at 1.7 units per acre, which is very reasonable. And the single-family home community aspect of it, I think, it also will be a complement to the area nicely, and I think it's a good project. Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Mr. President, I will say that this has been a long time coming. I think this was first presented, I think the first session I was a part of when I got elected, almost 2 years ago now. A lot of public input, which was very vital. I think also the developer and the representatives were listening. And I think the fact is that they did come down on their units. And I think it's a great effort, a team effort, I would say. So therefore, in that sense, along with the Planning and Zoning's recommendation, I too will vote yes per Planning and Zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Wilson.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I also agree with Mr. Cole's statement. This thing started a lot more dense. The density has been dropped down. 1.7 is very, very good. Single-family homes, which I think are good for the area, and melds well with the area. So for those reasons, stable planning and zoning and the conditions placed, I'll vote yes, motion carried. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Used to be all
grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two grant requests for your consideration. The first one is the Boys and Girls Club of Delaware. They're requesting $1,000 for their annual fundraiser that raises funds for the Sussex County Club's scholarship program. The clubs serve over 3,000 children annually in Sussex County. Last grant received was $3,000 for their annual fund for kids. This request qualifies for a countywide youth grant.
Mm-hmm. And this is for $1,000?
For $1,000, correct.
Yeah. Have a motion?
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,000 to Boys and Girls Club of Delaware for their scholarship fundraiser. Questions on the motion? And it comes from the countywide youth.
Countywide youth, yes.
Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Town of Blades requesting $500 for their annual Blades Kids Christmas event. The event targets kids from Blades, Bridgeville, Seaford, and Laurel. Last grant received was $600, which was $500 from Mr. Vincent and $100 from Mr. Arlett.
I'm okay with that same motion, or I can
make that motion.
Yeah.
We can do 300 and 300, Mike, if
I don't
you
care.
Want.
Make a motion, sir.
Yeah, we'll move a motion to do 300 each.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $600 to Town of Blades for a community Christmas event, being $300 from Mr. Arlett's account, $300 from my account. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Mr. Moore, introduction proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes, there are two, Mr. President. First is an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 24.9784 acres, more or less, and that's in Mr. Cole's district.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
And the next one is in Ms. Deaver's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 2.8573 acres, more or less.
Introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Anything from council?
I have a thank you to our attorney for that condition. And It's worried me for quite a long while that we will pass a project and we will work hard to apply certain conditions, and seems like conditions can be changed right under, well, it could be changed by planning and zoning, and I think it doesn't serve the public interest. It's bothered me for a long time, so thank you for that one suggestion. Appreciate that.
Any more council member comments?
A couple things, Mr. President. Number one, I want to thank the town of Georgetown for Return Day. And I would say perhaps, and all those who participated in the spirit of bearing that hatchet and unifying this county in many ways. And I also want to congratulate I.G. Burton for his win, as he will be our next council person here. And I again want to thank Councilwoman Deaver for her tenure and her service to the county. Seriously.
You're certainly welcome.
And
she's still here for a while.
She is, but her replacement has been selected. I'm just saying. And then also, you know, just pray really for this country that we do unify under the leadership of the new president that has been selected by the people, by the states, I should say. And so that's all.
More comments? Entertain a motion to go into executive session for collective bargaining and land acquisition.
Okay.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Absolutely, yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're going to go downstairs, Mr. Lawson.
Yes, please.